Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, and happy Good Friday to those people out there who that's part of your spiritual makeup. And so, you know, again, we are a program that is inclusive in terms of worshiping, you know, accepting everybody's spirituality. As long as you don't say you worship the devil, that's all. You know. So I had to put that addendum in there, Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me, I do.
Because I mean, my wife, you know, when she was in New Orleans, you know, she met, you know, different people at the time, and they told her, I'm a witch. You know, and so, you know, and they were serious about their witchcraft.
Yeah, well, you know, well, there's an up, there's a down, there's an in and an out. So, you know, there's always an opposite to whatever it is. There's an opposite.
Right, right. Yeah, so I just wanted to put that in there in terms of as a backdrop as we lead into today's show, which is what, if any, are some things that you could reveal to the listening audience about the new edition of the National Black Unity News?
Well, the first and foremost thing is that this is a quarterly publication, and I'm glad to announce that we have a publication coming out next week. And the online version will be out on the 1st. And the a couple of days later, we should have the hard copy. And so it's a powerful issue. And it's a lot of informative information in this publication that will bring you some enlightenment, vital information that could not only uplift you, but can save you money and even make you some money. But at the same time, it's information from us and by us. And it's a powerful, powerful tool, and I am so grateful and honored to be participating in the National Black Unity News, because during this day and time, information is always power. And this is a powerful tool when you can share information with the masses of people and to share what's going on not only in the local community but what's going on nationwide and beyond. And so we are a type of publication that uplifts. We don't put down any group or race of people. We get heavy on certain subjects from time to time, but that's only to inform and to lighten us. And if danger's coming down the pipeline, we're going to let you know. And if we can prevent you from stumbling and hurting yourself, we would also let you know. But at the same time, we try to give you information that going to enhance your quality of life, that will we share information with you from professionals from different walks of life who generally care about you, who really wants to see you have a better life. And so that's why I say it's a powerful tool, because it's extremely uplifting and it's extremely informative. And if you want a copy of it, you can go online. You can go to our website, thenationalblackunitynews.com, or you can call for a subscription. We can actually deliver the publication directly to your home or office. And that's that. You can call our office at 443-455-2373. Back to you, sir.
Yes. Could you repeat that number one more time, please?
Yes, it's 443-455-2373.
All right, all right, all right. You know, as we lead into this, again, in terms of this particular weekend, And then when we look at the irony of the whole assassination of Dr. King, and then the parallels of how these plots and stuff like that run through, you know, through history, and just being able to see that when people decide to rise up, that whoever is the leader will take on certain kind of things that could cause them to put themselves in harm's way.
Yeah, it's ironic, you know, when I look back, you know, especially this time of the year, and people are, how would they say, they're celebrating, what they say, Good Friday. And then this is during the time that, in a few days, when Martin Luther King was also assassinated. And I can imagine a lot of things throughout history happen around this time. You know, powerful things that happen from generation to generation, from Jesus Christ on the cross, Martin Luther King assassinated, and all sorts of atrocities that take place. But then I look at things, like I said, I look at things through different lenses sometimes. You know, this is also the time of the year, I guess, when farmers and things like that, they begin to plant seeds. And some things, you know, the seeds have to go into the ground. They have to go through metamorphosis or changes, one might say, so that fruit can bear. Or harvest, you know, so we can have a harvest in the fall time, you know. And when you plant seed, you're expecting a harvest, something to grow. And unfortunately, Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for us as a people to redeem ourselves. Martin Luther King stood for us and was assassinated because he stood in the gap for us for righteousness' sake, for equal rights. And Romans, as well as certain people in our society, did not want those type of changes. And unfortunately, again, man and his way of thinking sometimes it's not sane all the time. Men have a way of thinking that, in which they can in a certain extent, but sometimes they have this aspiration of that they are the end and the beginning, put it that way. That their way of life and their way of thinking is the way things are supposed to be. And sometimes men are brought up in families, and it depends on your environment, like the Roman Empire, as well as what was happening in the 60s. It was a lot of people believed, and still to this day, a lot of people believe that they are above other people. They are believe that they are a dominant society compared to other groups and races of people. And unfortunately, it's not true. And so, therefore, those who have truth, you know, they have to speak out. That's what Jesus did. That's what Martin Luther King did. And guess what else? You know, on all different levels. See, power concedes only to power. I don't care what level you want, from an individual basis or from a collective basis. Brother Satan, we have power. I have power. And when we connect those power with that synergy together, we are even more powerful. And so that's why it's so important sometimes when we see a wrong, we need to right those wrongs, and we need to connect with one another. And we need to right those wrongs, because society sometimes will go wayward, and we have to keep things on an even keel, and living in a world such as this, in such a time as this, it can be extremely confusing for someone, because we have mass media. You have some people over here saying this, then you have some people over there saying that. Then those over there saying something different. And if you caught up in the middle of this, and through all of this information highway, as they call it, you're getting all of these signals, and you don't know, sometimes if you don't dig and research sometimes, and even when you research, depending on what you're researching and what you're reading, you can be misguided. And so, it's a difficult time for information right now. And that's, again, I'm going back to the National Black Unity News again. And that's why it's so important to have a publication like this, because I say this almost on every broadcast, we own less than 1% of the media. And I'm going to keep on saying that, because you have to realize that the information that we're generally getting is coming from outside resources. And I'm truthful about this. And those outside resources don't look at you, especially those in this country, doesn't look at the black, the African-American man in a positive light. And you can see through mass media, they always show pretty much the negative side of us, which is not true. But they do that for, it's called propaganda. They are right and we are wrong. No matter how good, how much good we do, they're going to show you in a negative light. And so those of us who are out there who dare, just like Martin Luther King and Jesus, who dare to take a stand, to stand up for society, to stand up for righteousness' sake, and no matter what happened to you, just like me, Brother Satire, they can kill us at any moment when they feel threatened. And you know right now, all they got to look at you and feel threatened these days and kill you, especially when you're about to change their way of life. Now, unfortunately, they don't understand that, I'm talking about black people, African American, indigenous people, our nature is a little different than a lot of societies. We are a forgiving type of people. We understand people because of the nature of us, because we produce all mankind. So we cannot hurt or harm our own self, because they are an extension of us, all these other races of people. And so we are more tolerant than most people will be, because that's deep within our DNA. You know, sometimes things can get a little heavy, but, you know, you have to understand why we are the way we are. But still, you know, in most holy books, the Bible, the Quran, and a lot of other ones, you know, there's a time for this and there's a time for that. And unfortunately, even the most loving person that they are threatening, or you threaten to hurt their young, or if you threaten to take their lives or harm their communities, there's a time for war and there's even a time to kill. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. They talk about turning the cheeks and all of this kind of stuff. It's a time for everything. And so, we have to look at things through our open eyes. We have to look at things as though they really are sometimes. And unfortunately, in the society that we live in, everybody don't have your best interests at heart. And so, Brother Satavi, I say all of these things to say this. And this is the season a lot of Christians is celebrating Good Friday. A lot of black people are remembering Dr. Martin Luther King. A lot of people, like myself, just celebrate life, because every day to me is like a special day. Every day is like a resurrection day, because every day I get up, it's a new, brand new start. And those yesterdays are gone, you know, but today you can change to even the next moment. If we shall live, that we can renew ourselves, we can renew our minds, and that's the beauty about life. You know, we have opportunity to right wrong. We have opportunity to get it right when we didn't get it right yesterday. And that's a powerful, powerful, powerful concept. And when you look at life that way, you know, we got a lot of benefits from it, a lot of benefits. And all we have to do, like I say, is have an open mind and an open heart. And all things can change. We can change the society. We can change ourselves. We can change our communities. And when we can do that, we can change the world. So, brother, you know, I've been saying quite a bit, so I'm going to come back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for I'm here. Thank you for those comments and, you know, the things that you shared. And as we tread fast through getting through this first quarter of the Trump's administration's chance of being able to run the government here in America, if you have any assessments, what would your assessment be?
Well, you know, I was in a meeting yesterday, and the subject of religion came up, and some of the brothers, you know, they got a little deep, and they were going back through time and history from the beginning, even before Christ. They was going back to BC this and BC that. You know how some of these brothers do. You know, they study and they go deep. And then they were saying, you know, they were kind of saying jokingly, but they were talking about when the Bible's being written and where did men get their inspiration from? Did God give men inspiration? And then they recorded or jotted down those historical dates, because I think they say from Genesis to Revelation, they say, I think it's about 2,000 years or something, they were saying. And they were just getting a little deep, and they were saying, you know, just jokingly, they were saying that if men were still recording as they did back then, what would they have said about when President Obama took office in one of the greatest nations on earth? How the people was rejoicing. Some of you said, some said, and this is how far people think and go, that he was the new coming of Christ. Some said that. And then they were saying, you know, then can you imagine what people would have penned this day about the current events? And then they said, after Obama left office, here come Trump. Now, they recorded kings and queens back in the day. There were some good kings that did this, and there were some bad kings that did this, good and bad kings, and they changed the course of history, and just some had mercy and some didn't. But then discussion went on. Then they saying Trump comes into office, and they reflected to him as bad, some of those bad kings back in the day. How he, you know, how he came into office and changed things and divided the country, and his demeanor putting all of these groups of people down. If he would have had the power, but he would have had, you know. If he had his way, we don't know how far this brother, you know, he would go. And so, you know, man has a way, and, you know, sometimes they say history has a way of repeating itself. And here we are in the greatest nation on earth, they say. And they elect this man that name was Obama. And Obama was vetted, as they say. I mean, they turned over every tooth, nail, all through his history, school. I don't care what he ever did in life. They was looking at it, trying to find fault with the brother and his wife. And the worst thing they could do, they couldn't find nothing on him, so they went after his pastor. They tried to say he's not from the country. I mean, so this brother, compared to man in this day and time, this brother, that's why some say he was that. The brother was squeaky clean. that they couldn't find fault with this man. So they had to pick on somebody outside. Now, all of a sudden, here come Trump. And man, everybody, from his wife, who they got documents of doing this and doing that, here they jumping all over Michelle because she wore a sleeveless dress one day because she showed her arms. And they thought that was a disgrace. But yet, here come this first lady, buck naked, all over the place. I just seen something recently with never mind. But any case, you know, and then here come Trump, you know, speaking bad about Muslims, black people, Mexico, I mean, just about everybody who wasn't just Caucasian. And caused more, and even damn women degrade women and did that, and they still elected him. Because what? Because he looked like them. And unfortunately, he thought like a lot of them. And now, even though all the wrongs that he done since he been in office, they still put up. Now, this is a society, man, that I am somewhat embarrassed about myself. Because when Obama was in office, a lot of people on the Republic had a lot to say about him. I don't care what he did or how he did it. They was complaining, and they had no problem saying about him either. But here come this man, got all of this dirt, all the mud on him. I mean, cakes of mud on this man. And you can't hear a peep out of him. Not one peep. And something is wrong with this picture. Now, this is, these are supposed to be men that's supposed to represent the people. They don't have spine or guts enough to stand up to this man. But yet they can put down and say everything about it, call him everything but the child of God. They can say that about Obama, though. But see, that's just going to tell you the world, you know, the things that man, how man think, and how people believe, and how they will use the word of God, how they use it in history, the word of God to pillage and to kill people. And so that's why I say, you know, when it comes to Trump, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to Martin Luther King, when it comes to Obama, you know, you can see the differences and a lot of differences. It's polarization. You can see the good and the evil in men. But you know, there's a beautiful thing about life, though. I love it because we have a choice. We can choose to go this way or we can choose to go that way. You know, we can choose to do good or we can choose to be bad or do evil things. And I think it's inherent in us that we know right from wrong from the day of inception. I think it's in us. But sometimes we can be swayed at sometimes, but we still have the power to choose right from wrong. This, in spite of what the way you was raised up, in spite of what you was told, you have enough will. If you have enough will to research yourself, then you can find truth. They say seek, and the door would be open. You know, all you got to do is knock, and you know, like I say, seek and you shall find. But at the same time, it's in you. It's in each and every man. And so when you come down to Trump, you know, I have issues with him because his blatant dislike for people, for certain groups of people. And I have issues with him, you know, just by his whole demeanor, it's just something, and that's very rare for me. It's extremely rare for me to feel that about another person. But, you know, they say the truth is such. I just feel there's a lot of evil in this man. And he hurting a lot of people. There's people who have served in the military, and he's deporting them. They put their life on the line for this country just because, and now after all of that, and they still deport people like that, you know, and yet this is a nation of immigrants, most of the people anyway, and then they have the arrogance to do things. I mean, it's just blatant, and that's why I'm a hop on this, and I call myself a soldier, and I'm gonna fight until the day I die. Because there's wrong in this country, man, and I'm going to stand up for righteousness' sake. And I got to stand up not only for myself, but I have to stand up in the gap for my family, my wife, my children, my children's children. And we as men, especially we black men. Now, and Brother Satire, I have to say this, and it kind of is harmful, you know, but I understand certain things, but I love animal shows. I watch them, you know, because I'm very curious about how they survive and things like that. You know, sometimes they show insects, how they survive. Sometimes they show nature, like animals in the wild, even here in America, Alaska, everywhere, how these animals, you know, they're killed to eat, to survive, and do all of these things. But one thing they almost all of them have in common, and I think it's natural almost throughout the whole world, is that animals, they mate to keep the lineage going. But one thing about them is they protect their young. They would die, fight to the death to protect their young. They don't care what they're up against sometimes. When it comes to their young, they put their life on the line. But yet here we are as men. I'm talking about black men specifically right now. How people, I don't care if it's the police or anybody else can come into our, I don't care if it's another black man that can come into our society, into our communities, and kill our young, put stuff in our community that will kill our young, take our children and put them in cages, and men don't do anything about it. And it hurts me to my heart that we come to this point, and it took a lot of I understand, but you know it took a lot of systematic system over decades and hundreds of years to get us into this mindset. But you know when we was coming over here on the back, I can imagine they say only the strongest ones got here, came here, because other ones, you know, they got thrown over, we got killed on the way over, and you know, and we are pretty strong. But when it comes to, even I don't care how dominant the other society is, power concedes only to power. I don't care how small or how great it is. If the dominant society know that if they bring it, they're going to get it, then most of the time they won't do it. But in our society, we became so docile that anybody can come into our communities and do anything to us, and no, nothing happens. This is our bad, because they drugged us up, dumbed us down, put all of these lies about us, took our brightest and our strongest, and now they act like somebody else whom they are not. And they did all of these things to our society, took the power out of the community, and this is what we have left. And so that's why I appreciate brothers like yourself and like me, because, man, somebody got to stand up.
Yeah, David, can
Trump,
I comment
I don't care
on
who
that?
They are. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was just going to say that one of the things that Robert Williams talked about in his book, Negroes with Guns, is he said, when the Klan know you shoot back, he said, then they willing to negotiate. He says, as long as you're going to pray and bury people, and they're like, hey, you know, hey, you know, hey, just another nigga dead, that's all.
That's it. And like I say, you know, even, you know, I mean, this is natural instinct. You know, you can have a bully in school. He will continue to beat on you. And I don't care, he can beat you anytime, if he physically can beat you. But if you pop him back, hit him one time, he'll think twice about that, coming at you again. And, you know, and that's just the way life is. You know, a lion will come up against a mouse, and he had to think twice. He just ain't going to come up and just bite on him. He know that mouse is going to try to bite him back, so he moved with caution. But, you know, like I say, you know, it took generations and generations of manipulation and everything else to get us into this type of the way we are now. But, you know, but God always raises up a remnant of people. From the Marcus Garveys that you spoke about, the Malcolm X's, the Martin Luther King, Jesus. Because Jesus went around and went up against society to the dominant society. And so, you know, we're supposed to be like them. So, you know, and all I'm saying is this to you brothers out there. You know, Brother Satavi had this thing a couple of weeks ago about the man in the mirror. I know sometimes we can't beat the world by ourselves, but what we can do, we can start showing up our own households. We can start being fathers to our young, protecting them, give them vital information how, and teach our young how to protect themselves. You know, we have to act like that line. Yeah, the ladies do all the work all the time. That's the way women are. You know, they always going to stand in the gap. Strong, but, you know, it was always those men, just like lions, that secure the perimeters, to make sure no outside forces come in, and to protect the family. And men, that's the least we're supposed to do, and provide. You know, it's time for us, you know, as brothers, man, by any means necessary, it's time for us to stand up, man. And, you know, this is coming to a – that's why I say when things get this bad, you know, it's – people crying out for deliverance, and it's time for us men. I don't care if it's just one, two of us. We need to hook up, stand firm, and stand together, and we can make a difference, you know. And so, you know, for me and my house, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can, because you know, when your eyes are open, when your mind has been expanded. You know, it can never go back to its original form. And when you see the truth and you see what government, what the media has done to us over generations, all the lies they told us about us, everything they robbed and stole from us and said it was theirs. I mean, all the things that the society did, and you know, and it's so arrogant that, you know, they think they did all of this, and they still angry at you, still angry, mad with you, think that you got too much. I mean, this is I mean, this is some crazy way of thinking, but then again, look who they elected. They elected Trump, so that tells the whole story, because that's the way of thinking, and you can't, unfortunately, because they've been taught that way. And sometimes people believe their own lies. And so, and unfortunately, you know, sometimes we get caught up in that same thing. We believe that we are not this, we are not that. There's no hope. This is all we can do is be on the corners or sling this or sling that or rob and steal from each other. No, there's a better way. Throughout our society, like you, I mean, brother, you bringing it up. You know, you brought up Marcus Garvey, what he was able to do, and his time was 20 times worse than what we're going through today. And so it's really no excuse for us. And all I'm saying is this: you know, with the National Black Unity News, and the collaboration that we have together with this publication, we are making a difference. And at everything, just like a seed, we are planting seeds. And we don't know what type of harvest this will have from another generation, a deep generation, but I do know the seeds are being planted. And one day we're going to feast upon it. But right now, you know, everything has a process. So we're in the process of making changes, and we welcome anyone, any person, man, woman, or child. If you want to get on board with us, just give me a call. Because we need every man, woman, and child. This is not, I say this all, this is not a drill. This is warfare. This is survival of our people. Do you know how, I mean, my goodness, if you look at statistics and see what's done systematically, done being done to us, I'm talking about they're poisoning us. They're locking us up at numbers, I mean, they was just locking them in there. They're locking the women up too now. They poisoning us with drugs and everything else. They lied to us from the day, I mean, from our school systems and everything else. And we sit here and act like nothing is wrong. But, you know, we've seen changes. I've come from the 60s. We've seen what we can do if we stuck together. See, power, respect power. And we are, like I said, we are powerful people. Always, we are the people. But in any case, Brother Satai, we, you know, again, I'm very passionate about my people. I love my people. I love all people. But just like when you have children and some of them go wayward, man, they have to be disciplined. And just like us, there's a time where we had to be accountable. You know, like I said, when we were children, we thought like children. But now that we arrive, we are grown, you know, we have our own mind, we have access to all of this information. And if we seek it, we'll find it. But, you know, information is just a part of it. We have to take action. People are dying in the streets right now as we speak. People are being unjustly. We got jail full of people who haven't done not one thing. I was watching a show this morning. Brother did 30-something years. Then they release him because of a lie.
That's a long time to ride out a lie.
Yep, and the brother was not only was he in prison, he was on death row. And so, you know, and that is one of many stories. I hear them every year, how many black men being, just because some white person said they did this, and then because of a system that don't look favorable to us, just lock them away. They ain't no good anyway. And that's the way a lot of them do.
It reminds me of a documentary movie that me and Cynthia showed at the library here in Rocky Mount called Slavery by Another Name, and then the other one was the 13th Amendment, which, you know, basically showed how through the 13th Amendment that they could come up with a way to re-enslave you by taking away your rights, because there's a clause in that 13th Amendment that says that once you done certain acts that you have no legal rights.
Wow. And they got a lot of them things, what they call felonies and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, but, man, you know, it's, you know, that, like I say, the pen is mightier than the sword sometimes. And guess what? They use everything in their power, the sword, the pen, and everything else, to keep us into a certain state. And then if they start seeing you exert yourself, they will bring you down through the media. And if you assert yourself a little more, you end up dead. And but, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't know. But, you know, you know, like I say, this time of the year, it reflects on so many powerful men with the Easter holiday and Martin Luther King and people who stood up against, I mean, stood up against, but at the same time, because they spoke truth and people knew they was telling the truth, they was able to galvanize a massive amount of people. And and I believe through the National Black Unity News, again, that's what's happening with this party. We're going to be able to galvanize massive amount of people to think a different way, to act a different way, to fight a different way. And, you know, there's always ways of doing things. There's a way, you know, sometimes you can pick up the sword. Sometimes you can even pick up the pen and do some powerful things. But Do you know there was time, you know, throughout our history right here in this country, sometimes all you had to do is just don't do anything. Just stop doing for certain groups of people. You know, you can have a thing called a boycott. You can stop spending money. We could take this whole economy and flip it all over. People come from all over the world. I say it all the time, to feast on us. All over the world. Set up their shops right in our communities. Because they know there's gold in our community. Bad as it looks and run down as it is, there's still gold there. And everybody sees it, but you know, one day, just one day, hopefully one day soon, that we open our eyes and take that gold and use it for ourselves. And, you know, and set the record straight because, like I say, you know, we've seen, even though this brother was put in a position, man, I think it was an extremely awkward position he was in. He had to deal with this dominant society. And he also had to deal with his own people. And in spite, I don't care what he did, it would never have been a right decision. So that's a bad, you know, I mean, you know, to be in that type of position, it had to be extremely difficult for him. But in spite of all the struggle, this brother Obama did more things in the time that he was in spite of all this opposition. And here we got this president that spent a whole year and a half trying to undo what he did, everything he did. He tried to cut everything this man did down. A whole year and a half. So, I mean, he get more pleasure of turning what Obama did, even though it's going to hurt people. He don't care. See, because he know one thing. He's trying to destroy a legacy. He know that if people get the true wind of what this man did, the implication that what he did, we might wake up and see it. And that's the worst thing you do. They say, don't hit a sleeping dog. He'll wake up and bite you. And that's what they know. That's why he know it's so important to him and his type that they destroy that legacy. And so, and that's what they did throughout history. There was many men Obamas out there throughout our times in every community. But you won't see them in the history books. Not their books, you won't see it. But in any case, you know, this is resurrection time, you know, and we have to renew our minds, we have to renew our strengths, and we have to renew ourselves as a people. And, you know, I'm just one who crying out in the wilderness, man, just like, you know, because I would never have no rest when I see all the atrocities that's being done, not because a person did this, not because a person did that, just because of the color of his skin. You know, and that's, I mean, it's stupid, first of all, to me personally. It's just so, I mean, the most stupidest thing in the world, you know, to judge a person just by that. And, but yet, it's so prevalent in societies today. I mean, man, you know, all the intelligence that we supposed to possess, but yet we can reduce our thinking to this low level of thinking. I mean, it just it's crazy, but it's true, and so that's why we had to stand up against, you know, this negative way of thinking. I don't care if it's a white man or a black man. I don't care what color they are. You know, and you know, we have to stand up for righteousness, man, because as we see, you know, in society, one person can affect a lot of people. One person, I don't care who you are, you affect a lot of people's lives. And unfortunately, we have the power to add to life, or we have the power to take life away. And a lot of negative things are doing just that. Now, they're taking lives away. Children are killing children. people not even safe in our schools anymore. Not alone in our community. Now it's in the school system. Churches too now. And so the holy places are being attacked. And so, you know, and this is the more progress we make, the more worse it seems the society seems to get. And but you know, I don't know if I don't know. Like I say, these some serious times. And but you know, those who of us who know better, it's time for us to stand up. I'm gonna get back to you, Brother Sadawi.
All right. Very, very good, you know, great analysis. Questions. For those out there listening that want to advertise with the National Black Unity News, what is the policy and procedure process for being able to make that be able to happen? And I'll do is I'll put a picture of the thing that you had sent me earlier on the different cost of ads in terms of the quarterly business card, whatever. But, you know, if we was able to just share with people that's out there that's listening, who's part of our mass audience reach out, a basic ad package in terms of whether it's a business card, quarter of a page, half a page, or whatever. What type of money are we talking about them spending, and then how often is their ad run in terms of the addition of the paper?
Well, let me say this, you know, by design, and I know sometimes people say that you need to put, you know, whatever the information is worth, that's what you should charge people. But see, I march to a different drummer. And see, I know that I'm an entrepreneur myself. And I've been an entrepreneur for almost over around 40 years now. And I do know my market, and I do know there's a lot of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs out there who just don't have the budget set aside for marketing and advertising. A lot of us open the bricks and mortars and rely on friends and families and try to do self-marketing, and that may not be your thing. And you know, if you're a bricklayer, you don't have that much of an interest in marketing, you know, your products, goods, or services. So sometimes you need to let somebody who know what they're doing do that for you. But at the same time, if you don't have big pockets, as we say, so I purposely, by design, and I do know my market, I do know what other publications charge for the advertising. I did the research many times, and I purposely design my rates to be extremely low, way below the market price. And I did that so that everybody can participate. And I'm just going to give you an example. I'm going to just use Baltimore. I'm not going to call any names out. But most of our publications outprice their target market. And so when my logic of thinking, you know, there's always the fruit that will help sustain a publication. You know, there's certain entities that always will put advertisement in your publication. Sometimes it's not good for the publication or not good for the people, but it will sustain a publication. But I believe. But, you know, most of the publications who go this route, unfortunately, are kept by these companies. You know, they can't say it. Say, for instance, if it was a supermarket and they took out four-page ads in your publication every week or every month or whatever, you know, however you put out your publication, and you only got two or three of those type of people in there, and they withdraw their advertising because you said something about they had bad meats in their market or something, or they were discriminating or something. You couldn't open your mouth because of fear they were drawing their monies. But my philosophy with the National Black Unity News is this: make it affordable for everybody. I can lose 10, 20 people in my publication and still will be able to survive because we can deal with the masses of people that can afford to advertise. And it's not all about making money for the publication all the time. It's about, the way I think, it's about putting out information. Now, the publication is self-sustaining because we have a group of people who's on board with us that sustain the publication. My publication, our publication, the National Black Unity News publication, is a collaborative effort. So therefore, we can make our price rates affordable so that everybody can participate. When we talk about the type of money, our ad range comes from $65 up to $1,000. And $1,000 is the back page, and the $950, I think, the inside covers, and the full page is $800. And most publications, I don't care how small, you couldn't even get a quarter page ad that would cost you that much. And so, but not only that, you know, the way we work is oftentimes we would even do an article with your advertisements, so people know who you are, why you do the things that you do. So we go way beyond the call of duty, because this is a publication with a purpose, not just to put out, this is a movement. This is a, I ain't gonna say revolution, it's an evolution. And I'm gonna get real serious with it. It's by divine inspiration. See, I understand the blood, sweat, and tears of an entrepreneur. Some people put up everything and stepped out their own faith, and there's no one to help them. So here we come along. Because we understand the power of your business. See, we know that if you succeed, we succeed. We know that if you succeed, that you are able to hire people. And most of the time, oftentimes, you will hire people that look like us. We had $1.2 trillion that we spend annually. And then we just got 2%, 3%, 10% of that market share and supported our own businesses. We could increase our employment rate so greatly. We could sustain our businesses. When we do that, we can sustain our communities. So it's not that we don't know what we're doing. I know exactly what we are doing. And people have come to me often, why are your rates so low? What do I mean? You don't value the paper? No, we value it more than most people value their publication. We had great value. We invested in you. We're not trying to take from you. We're trying to invest in you by any means necessary. We almost have to give it to you, and that's what we do. But like I say, this publication have a purpose in mind, and the purpose is to uplift our people by any means necessary, not by any wrongdoing or anything like that, but we make it so that we are accessible, available, and effective. So that's why, Brother Satai, we get to your answer that it's extremely affordable. And all you have to do to participate with us is just you can go online with the national portal, the nationalblackunitynews.com, or you can just call the office at 443-455-2373. And we direct you to the website where you can sign up, for advertising, or one of our sales representatives will, you call for them and they will contact you and they explain to you step by step what to do. But we, by the way, while I'm talking to you then, if you're one of those people out there who are entrepreneur and you're knowledgeable about your service, and you have the type of heart that you really want to help people. Well, if you are that type of person, well, we are looking, we are seeking editors for the National Black. You don't have to be a writer. All you have to be able to just jot down your thoughts on a piece of paper. Well, our editors will take care of that for you. But if you want to share your information with the masses of people, then we have an opportunity where you can participate, be part of the collaborative effort that we got here going where you can become one of our national editors, where you can have a page in the publication, where you can share information about what you do and how you do it, but at the same time, share information how you can help our reading audience and our subscribers. It's a win-win situation. You win, they win. And most importantly, everybody wins. So back to you, Brother Satabi.
All right, all right. And I want to thank you again for sharing that information with our listening audience. Okay, coming up in Baltimore City, what events are coming up that people should possibly pay attention to?
Well, there's a couple of things, big things that are coming up. I'm talking about, first of all, next Saturday, we have a group that I'm associated with. I'm one of the core members called Black Men Unifying Black Men. Is having a breakfast that we host once a month, and it's free to all men. I don't care what age group the men, boys, men, seniors. And we break bread. It's free. We break bread together. We share information. We get to meet one another. And then there's, I can't get you the exact date right now, but I'm also sit on a board of elders. And what we're doing is try to get the organizations here in the Maryland to work with one another. And because we are elders, we have been around the block once or twice, and we can share information with some of the organizations so they don't have to kind of say bump their heads when they try to do this or that. And then, by the way, we also will be going to, you know, in the Black Men Unifying Black Men, we'll be going to Philadelphia next month because we have a chapter there. And by the way, we also great open up a chapter in New York. And so things are growing all over the place. And another young lady, I think she's, her name is Christy Johnson. She's having, I think her program is called Something by Destiny, I believe, and she having a fundraiser. It's a lot going on in the Baltimore area, and soon, you know, we used to put up an event calendar, and I think in another month or two, we will be hosting our event calendar, you know, calendar where you can find information that's not only in Baltimore but all across the nation. And if you host events and things like that, give me a call because, you know, we had the calendars already in place. We just need to make it accessible to people again and so that you can find out information that's going on in your own backyard and across the nation as well. Back to Easter time.
Yeah, we can. Great. Yeah, we can coordinate all of that through our Blog Talk Radio website that we have in terms of just getting this information out and making sure that the people are able to dive in and get the necessary information that they desire, want, to help them move forward in the direction of their lives that they're moving. So, again, it's been great, man, to have you here on the airwaves today. You know, I really appreciate, you know, you being on board. I appreciate us being able to look at how to take the National Black Unity News to the next level of business development to the point that, you know, we got people calling us from all over the world. You know, we got folks overloading our individual personal circuits that we got set up, because ultimately we're going to need a worldwide circuit to take on the inquiries, the information, the data feeds, the people that's going to want to know more. And so, you know, I'm claiming it, proclaiming it, and just excited about all of those unlimited possibilities of where that can lead us.
Okay, fantastic, sir. So, again, I thank you. And like I said, it's a privilege and an honor to be on these airwaves with you because, like I always tell you, media is a powerful tool, and it comes in many forms, radio, newspaper, word of mouth. But, you know, it's going forth. Words are powerful. And but, you know, you got to be careful what you listen to and what you're reading. because everything is not in your best interest. And so, therefore, when you find information that somebody generally care about, you really want to see, I think you should take heed to that, because it's some serious things that happen to a person. What you feed yourself is what you become. And you become negative and nasty the way some of this other media is doing, nothing but negative news, or you want to get something that's going to enhance your quality of life. And that's what we are bringing forth. And I thank you, brother, and as you say, it's an honor and a privilege to be on these airways with you, sir, and I appreciate you.
All right, brother, thank you. And again, you know, hey, we enjoyed having you on the show today, and we'll hook up again come Sunday.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, take care.
All right, brother, and I'm going to say bid you good night.
All right, man, take care. Peace.